from Spark and Anvil and Microbe Lab. This is Photo, Crumble, and Net in Chapter 1 of the Microbe Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The forest at dusk went the color of tea. Long light slid low between the trunks, and in the soft place where a great fallen log lay half sunk into the ground, three of the smallest neighbors on Earth had come, as they did every evening, to do their work. They were far too small to see, but if you could have leaned close, closer than close, past the moss and the beetles and the single bead of dew balanced on a fern, you would have found them there. Photo, resting in the last of the sunlight on a wet green leaf. Crumble, at home in the crumbling soft heart of the fallen log. And Net, threaded through the dark under everything, thin as a whisper, patient as roots. "Evening," said Net from below. "Evening," said Photo and Crumble together from above. They had a saying between them, worn smooth from years of use. One of us begins it, one of us returns it, one of us carries it on. None of them could have said which part was the most important, because the honest answer was that not one of the three parts worked without the other two.
Photo was the beginning. Photo was almost always the beginning of everything. While the light still held, she turned her small green self toward it and did the quietest, most enormous thing in the whole forest. She caught the sunlight. Not with hands, she had none, but with the green inside her, which drank the light the way you might drink something cold on a hot day, gladly and all at once. And from the caught sunlight, and from the plain air, and from water, she made two things. She made food, a speck of sweetness, built out of nothing but sun and sky, small enough to sit inside a single microbe, and large enough, in the end, to feed a forest. Every meal you have ever eaten started with someone like Photo catching light, every one. And she breathed out the other thing, the leftover, the gift she gave away without noticing, a soft, clean puff of air, the good kind, the breathing kind. "You always start it so quietly," said Crumble, watching. "The biggest thing in the woods, and you don't even look up from your work." "It doesn't feel big from in here," Photo admitted. "It feels like sitting still in the light and letting the light do what it wants to. I just hold it a while." She was slow. She was always slow. And slow, it turned out, was how you fed a world, one patient afternoon at a time.
But the log had fallen. That was the thing about forests. They were full of endings. It had been a tall tree once. Now it lay across the soft ground, and it would not stand again. And a younger forest would have found this a sad and frightening thing, an ending, lying there, going quiet. Crumble did not find it sad. Crumble climbed all through the fallen wood and got gently to work. And this was her whole nature. She took the ending apart. She loosened it. She softened it. She unbuilt the log the slow, careful way you might untie a knot you did not want to snap, thread by thread, until the hard, dead wood came loose into dark, rich crumbs of soil. And every crumb she made was full of all the good things the tree had spent its life gathering, now handed back, ready to be used again. "Doesn't it ever feel like breaking?" a young beetle once asked her, nervous, because breaking sounded like a scary word. "It isn't breaking," Crumble said. "It's returning. Nothing here gets thrown away. Nothing gets lost. The tree spent 100 years borrowing from the ground, and I'm just the one who says thank you and gives it back." She patted the soft new soil she'd made. "An ending isn't an end. It's a handing back. Watch what happens to it next."
What happened to it next was Net. Net lived where no one looked, down in the dark, threaded thin through all of it, a web finer than spider silk, running root to root to root beneath the whole forest floor. Net's whole life was carrying. Whatever the soil held, Net moved it, quietly, secretly, from the places that had plenty to the places that had need. So when Crumble handed the log's goodness back to the ground, it did not just sit there. Net found it. Net took it up into all those thin, dark threats and carried it, past stones, past sleeping worms, past the old roots and the young ones, until it reached a small, pale sapling near the clearing's edge, a sapling barely a year old, reaching up with everything it had toward the last of the light. Into that sapling's thirsty roots, Net poured the returned goodness of the fallen tree. "You never tell anyone it was you," Photo said softly from up in the leaves. "The sapling doesn't need to know it was me," said Net. "It just needs to grow." That's the whole point of a secret helper. The help is the point, not the thanks. And through the threats, so faint you would have called it nothing, the sapling drank and steadied and turned one new leaf up toward the sky. And there, do you see it? The ring closed. Because that one new leaf, turning up toward the sky, was green. Green like Photo. And when tomorrow's sun came up, that leaf would catch the light and make food and breathe out air, exactly as Photo had done, exactly as the fallen tree had once done, when it too was small and reaching. And one far-off day, that sapling would grow tall and old and lean down at last into the soft ground. And Crumble would say thank you and hand it back. And Net would carry it on. And another small green leaf, somewhere, would turn up toward the light. Sunlight into living things. Living things into soil. Soil into new life. Around and around, with no end anywhere in it. Only a next beginning, and a next, and a next. The three of them settled as the dark came down. Photo folded into the sleeping leaf. Crumble burrowed warm into her soil. Net lay listening to the whole forest breathe above and below. "Good work today," said Net, from below. "Good work," said Photo and Crumble, from above. And none of them felt small, though every one of them was. It is a strange and steadying thing to be one quiet part of a circle far too big to hold, to know that your one small job, done gently, in the dark or in the light, keeps the whole warm turning going. The forest slept, the ring turned on, and somewhere at the clearing's edge, a brand new leaf waited, patient as its neighbors, for the morning.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Photo, Crumble, and Net. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.